Number 620. What is the purpose of Kailul? Aren't husbands supposed to support the family? Does that apply nowadays? And what is the ideal amount of time one should spend in Kailul? Okay, there are a few different questions over here, but it looks like a disgruntled balabas that's upset of having to support his daughter in Kailul. But that's understanding that the Kailul system needs dedicated women. There's no question that there's a tremendous sacrifice for the Nachem. Alpi Din, when he wrote the Ksuba, he said, I know Eflach Ve'ez and Vafranis. What you said about me, I know Eflach Ve'ez and me. But I mean, Avadi, he made that commitment, but he took a girl that said that she wants a guy learning and she's very dedicated to it and she's going to work towards that goal. I mean, you know, that's what happened. And the client was producing these dedicated girls sometimes even more than they're producing the dedicated boys. So, what do you mean if he's supposed to support his family? He wants to live a certain life with a certain dedication and he got a woman that shy into it. Like, so just because the Shver is angry, I don't know what to help him. I know it is a hard, it's a big bill, but you can tell the Shver that in old days they used to give a nadin. And a nadin was also very big money. Now he's getting away with a nadin and giving a monthly stipend, which is a little bit easier than giving the nadin, than giving like 10 apartments in Israel or something like that. So it is a financial strain on him, but it's for a good thing, a good cause. Then Ashrei Chelki that he raised a daughter that's very interested in supporting and working towards her husband learning. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what amount of time should a person spend in Kailul. There's no set amount. Kailul is an opportunity for someone to grow in learning. When he leaves, it's not based on any calendar system. It's based on when he feels a need, either to give over or he feels he's stagnated. He doesn't feel he has the brain that he needs the whole, he needs to keep on going. To sit and learn is not an easy thing to do. It's, in fact, a very hard thing to do. For a person to derive his whole sipuk from his amol shoteira needs a big madriga. So when he feels that madriga ebbing, that's when he's supposed to leave. That's when he's sort of peaked. Or then a certain opportunity comes his way, even if it's in the secular world, there might be a cheshbon. If the need arises, different things arise, but it doesn't go by the... There's no such thing how much set time you need in Kailul. Every minute and every day is a isha nitzri that's kedai to be meisa nefesh for. I mean, if the guy's doing it right. If it gets to a point in his Kailul stay that he's dressing the babies in the morning and driving them all to the mowers and picking them up. So he first comes at 11 o'clock and he leaves at 1 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, his wife is all knocked out and tired from going to work, so he's really home babysitting. When it gets to that point, so he can't be in Kailul. But there are different factors that dictate when a person leaves, but it doesn't go by the clock and by the time. The most major reason for a person leaving Kailul is usually not financial considerations. Just from experience, from history, just studying, it's usually not financial considerations. It's usually the drive and the brain to keep learning, keep believing in what he's doing, believing that what he's doing is chiyusam v'oirom v'kiyumam shul kol ha'olam kulam. That's an ideal and a belief that if you're just paying it lip service and you don't live it, it's going to be very hard to actually really motivate you. And if you just be self alachutz, if a person that lives the ideal and breathes it based on his chinuch and his outlook, and so then he has a lot to motivate him. He feels a tremendous b'chayiv. If he just wanted to be somewhat knowledgeable and tell you he doesn't want to be an amor, that's the extent of it. So then it's going to ebb if he feels he has a certain basic knowledge, and then he just wastes his time. Okay, there's so much gear here that has the policy to point the finger and say, you, it's time for you to leave Kailul. You, it's time for you to leave. You should stay. There's nobody who does that here. There was a Yid who did it. He did it for years, and he drove out by the dozens. You know, lying out of the Kailul. And that was a Baron Kaiser Zeicher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha. That was his role when he came here to Lakewood. He saw what he considered people unhappy. And Madame saying happy. And he understood that they did not have any long brain to learn and to get the Sibrik from the Amol Shel Torah. And the family needs and all that, they felt themselves yod because they are neglecting it, uchadayma, and he encouraged many, many guys to leave. But we don't have somebody. Everybody has to have their personal mentor and guide, and maybe uchadayma, that he's comfortable answering that question. But the very fact that you're asking is really no good. That means you're ready. A guy who's saying, I'm dovigin it in the Efshibo, he's not going to ask his Rebbe when can I leave Kaila. I mean, I'm afraid it's already, you know the answer. So, again, here at this yeshiva, the Manhigim were always aware of this issue. And the Adayim is there, they weren't being Mechayim and Dailam and making, you know, this the cliches with Lishay with leaving and that's leaving his soul and heaven and they get together, they're pumping, G'day L'Teira, you know, they're working on it because they understand it's such a problem. And being Mechayim and a person, they feel, they're chayshah that a person can feel Yorad by Zich and they are working on it and this is how they feel this movement can have a king. But if a Yochid finds himself a little bit lost, you know, and you know, if it's just Lashaw, so he gets a little chizik to go with Lashaw. But if it's because, you know, he never really believed in it, he never took it that seriously, he just was just rolling along. So he came to Shidduch, he says he wants to learn, I mean, you know, but it just rolled, but there never was any real conviction. He's be'etzim not going to last. As soon as the Tzoch HaChaim and the Tnoi HaChaim are going to hit him, it's just not going to be able to continue. It's you know, the long term is for the very dedicated that become Dovik Bateo, they become Rasha Dovik, and they feel the game Chayenu, and they can't be Payish Shemiz and Chodayma. So, but there's no right and there's wrong, it's telling the Bateo of the person. We discussed last time that B'nai Aliyah forever Muwatim. To find the people that are Dovik Bateo, that Zeev Shalifre Shemiz, that's forever going to be Muwatim. That's not going to be the Klal Tzipa. So what's happening now is that the Klal Tzipa does learn for a good couple of years, and everybody's somewhat knowledgeable, everyone is somewhat learned in Teira, Kol B'nai Chumudi Hashem, and there's something going on. But like, when it starts coming big sacrifices, that's when Yibodol V'Yibochen, the one who's Taka Dovik B'Teira, and he doesn't have any other Erech besides the Teira, so this, he's not bothered by the lack of this and the lack of that. And the Tzarech to sacrifice. Let's say he's living in a two-bedroom and he has already a six kid. You know, that can be a discomfort, but if he's Takadovik B'Teira, his Sipur Chaim is going to make it that he doesn't really need that. He doesn't need it as a normal person. His father might say, what's this? I mean, come on, we got to do something. But, you know, it's all these kind of things. It does take, this is a life of sacrifice, and nobody should sacrifice what they're not holding by, and no one's going to do it. So, because it doesn't go by the clock, how long, you know, this sounds like the Shred is saying, isn't the program over enough? Well, like, when is it over? Like how long, you know? I remember there was a Yuman I had to do with that Taka wanted to learn, and he wanted the Shred support, but they had made up about 2 or 3 years, and like, every Yuman, I would prepare him what to say to his Shred. Shred was a nice person, a generous person, but not of the belief system that you have to die in Kirl. So, like, you know, okay, I got to do Bas B'Chol because I got to know what's doing in the kitchen. Oh, that he heard. So he got another year. Oh, but some of the Bas B'Chol with the Tarovis. Oh, there's another year for you. You know, so we did roll out 5 or 6 years until the day came that he said, okay, enough is enough. But we did get a stretch. Again, every day in the yeshiva is a Gavol Gazah. What? Nobody's Mesa Nefesh L'Navi. No. Yes. No, the Siddur Hashim is for the highest level of Amidus B'Teira, and it's not for that. No. No. Those are the guys being tabled by Mikvoldi. These are nice things, but no, that's not it. That's not it. That doesn't do it. That doesn't cut it. And even if he's learning halacha, the mezuzah to take away, it doesn't cut it. You know what I mean? If you're just being malakit from this sefer and that sefer, you know, I mean, it's a mola shel teira. This we talk about all the time. You've heard enough about this sefer, huh?
No, but this kasha,
what? No, not exactly, but I mean, the idea is whatever is real, I mean, it's
Matea. So the Rashi was not going like with Shai Beg Shita, that he would make a kind of even Chumash to keep you off the trade streets?
But that's only for a limited amount of time. You know, when the guy's 45, you don't tell him just to keep him off the streets. There's a time that he's got to be prepared enough to deal with the Tanya Chaim. Maybe a young boy, you say something like that. But not, you know, comes the time. We're talking about beyond that time. You know, when the issue is for the learning, Mesiris Nefesh, for the Darke shel Teira pass by Melech Azul for his limit on Nach. That's Leishamayim. Leishamayim. Okay, let's go on.